According to the Treasury Department, the U.S. government may default on its debts within a few weeks. The United States has plenty of tax money coming in, of course. It's the richest nation in history, but Congress is also committed to spend a lot. And without raising the debt ceiling, allowing the U.S. to borrow more, the U.S. can't pay its previous commitments. President Biden and Democrats in Congress say the U.S. should just pay. House Republicans have insisted they won't do that unless the U.S. also cuts future spending plans. Most Senate Republicans have now signed a letter saying they agree, and we've called Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. He chairs the group of Republican lawmakers known as the Republican Main Street Caucus. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. may run out of money June 1st and that default would be a calamity for the economy. Do you accept that basic assertion? It's a calamity if you don't resolve this by June 1st.
It is absolutely a calamity. We should pay our bills. The Constitution calls on us to do that, and we should absolutely do it.
It's interesting that you say the Constitution calls on you to pay your bills. Doesn't that mean you should just pass the debt ceiling, which is what is necessary, rather than adding conditions?
I think it would be irresponsible to do that. We have twin crises, not just one crisis. We do have the debt ceiling that has to be addressed, but we're also almost $32 trillion in debt. These issues have often been linked together in the past, often by Joe Biden. When he cut this deal in 2011 as vice president, he had linked them. And there have been times when he was in the Senate, 2004, when he voted against a debt ceiling increase because he said it did not do enough to change the spending trajectory of our country. So it's very typically linked. And I would note that if you're a family who gets a maxed out credit card bill, if you just pay the bill and increase the limit on your credit cards without having a conversation at the family dinner table about what to do in the future, you're making a big mistake.
I guess we should just note a little bit of history. You noted 2011, Joe Biden was vice president. President Obama did agree to some spending restraints alongside raising the debt ceiling after a negotiation that severely affected the stock market and nearly crashed the economy and lowered the U.S. credit rating. That's what happened the last time this was serious. And I just like to note,
Steve, when you read the
I just want to ask if I can. I mean, people in South Dakota, your constituents, a lot of them have 401k plans, retirement plans, they have mutual funds, they have money, they're trying to build on that money. Is it necessary to put all of that at risk in order to achieve your policy goal?
When you read the Moody's analysis of why they downgraded American debt back in 2011, they didn't say that it was because of how messy the agreement, the process to getting the agreement was. They downgraded American debt because they said the agreement itself did not do enough to guarantee American solvency in the future, and of course it did not. So what we know is that failing to address these problems doesn't make them go away.
But
we
is it necessary? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt because you've been very courteous
go ahead.
To join us again. Is it necessary to put your constituents' retirement plans at risk in order to achieve your policy goal?
We put their retirement plans at risk, Steve, if we do not act. Social Security is insolvent in 2028, and we have a Washington establishment that has really, on both sides of the aisle, refused to acknowledge the serious crisis that is looming before us. And I think we best sit down like big boys and big girls and address both of these problems. The time is ripe now.
Let's stipulate the notion that the debt is very large and that that is a major concern of that you have. Do you think that you could work out lower spending levels through ordinary appropriations? Your party controls the House. You have a lot of influence in the Senate. Could you not do this through ordinary appropriations without putting quite so much at risk?
Well, I think there is plenty at risk when you do it through the appropriations process as well. We know that government shutdowns are not the way that any responsible country should be doing its business. I mean, listen, we did not have to get to this crisis point. The reality is Joe Biden has resolutely refused to negotiate for 90 days. That is what has brought us close to the brink. Had we just done our work 3 months ago, we wouldn't be talking about putting the stock market at risk. We'd be talking about the budgetary controls that are moving us in the right direction.
Congressman, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much for working through this with us.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota.